Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Eleanor joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Eleanor. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are y'all?
We're good. We're good. You sound a little exasperated.
You do. Are you okay?
Yeah, you know, really, I've been thinking about something that just happened, and I really want to know, am I wrong in this circumstance? What happened is that my son started dating this girl.
You're wrong. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So I really like her. Uh-huh. And he likes her a lot, too. She's really sweet. She's a really nice girl.
Okay.
And I had a concern because he told me that the girl's mother gave her condoms. I asked my son, I sat down, I said, why is this happening? Like, what are y'all doing? What made her do that?
Yeah.
And he didn't know, you know, he's kind of shocked too, but since he didn't know, I had to sit here and call the mom, and I asked her, I said, you know, what are you doing? Why did you give your daughter condoms? And she basically said, do you know what day and age we're living in? You know, you're living in a haze if you don't think you know what's going on with these teenagers.
Yeah.
And my son's 15 years old.
15, okay.
Oh, wow.
You know, I take him wherever he needs to go.
Right.
And we raised him, you know, with the right things to be respectable, and this is not an age that you would be doing things like this. So I'm just shocked that another parent feels like it's her obligation to sit here and give out condoms to her daughter.
Right.
Because she's dating my son. She's
so,
talking about him.
All right.
Wow.
What is her name, by the way?
Her name is Deborah.
Okay. All right. We're going to call Deborah. And is her daughter also 15? I'm guessing they're like the same age or similar.
Yeah, they are. They go to the same school.
Okay.
And they're in the same grade. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Let's call Deborah and find out why she's, you know, acting like the free clinic.
Hello?
Deborah.
Yeah?
Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
I'm okay. Who's this so early?
Oh, sorry. It is early, isn't it? Deborah, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Deborah.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAP.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what are you calling me for?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Fun fact, we have Eleanor on the phone, too.
Eleanor? Mm-hmm. Who's Eleanor?
Eleanor is your daughter's boyfriend's mother.
Mom.
Oh, yeah.
She's a little bit upset because of the fact that you gave your daughter a condom.
I know. She called me. It was crazy. I mean, what, you know, what the heck? I just want the kids to be prepared.
Right.
Know?
But I guess...
I see how they are together.
Oh, how are they together?
Oh, well, you know, they can't keep their hands off each other. It's only a matter of time.
Ooh.
So you wanted to make sure that they were prepared because you think that something may happen with them.
She's only 15. She's not ready to be a mother, for God's sake.
Right.
I'm certainly not ready to be a grandmother.
No, yeah, you don't sound ready at all.
No.
What, when Eleanor called you, though, is it true you told her she was living in a haze?
Well, yeah, I also told her that, you know, she's living with her head in the sand. You know, it's just,
oh, okay.
Wake up. This is, you know, the 21st century here. These kids are, you know, their hormones are out of control.
Deborah, I mean, I don't know how you're raising your children, but that's not how I raised my son. You know nothing about it. So I don't raise my son to sit there and be disrespectful to women or someone he's dating.
Well, it's not disrespectful. They're in love. You know, kids fall in love early. And it's just
too early.
You know,
they're not. I don't teach my son to have sex this early.
Well,
he knows better than
I'm
that.
I'm not teaching him how to
There's
have
no
sex.
Premarital sex going on in my house.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you know, wake up and smell the coffee this morning. It's going to happen.
Okay, all right. Hang on. Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, you two. We have some people, I'm sure, that want to comment. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340. 9595. Your phone calls. Eleanor
is upset because her son's dating this girl. They're both 15, by the way. And the girl's mom gave her condoms, right? That's right, Eleanor? She gave them to her daughter.
Yes, she did.
And Deborah is the girl's mom, and Deborah's here too, and says, you're living in a haze, Eleanor. These kids are going to do it. It's just a matter of time, and I'm not ready to be a grandma, so we got to protect ourselves.
Right. Well,
exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
You're pushing your daughter to have sex with my son.
I'm not pushing. It's just,
you know,
keep it in your bag. Give him one to put in his wallet, so you each have one, no matter where you are, you know?
Okay.
And I'm really surprised, because your daughter seems like a nice girl.
Well, she is a nice girl.
Yeah.
And I just want her to stay that way.
Okay, all right. Hang on.
Wow.
We have some people that want to comment. 340-9595. Hey, Liz from NAS Jax. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, what'd you want to say, Liz?
So I think it's Eleanor is the son's mom and Deborah's the girl's mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Eleanor is living with her head in the sand. Teenagers have sex. I think my senior year we had 3 or 4 pregnant girls at my high school. And those girls were all taught abstinence only. The kids who are taught abstinence only are significantly more likely to get an STD and get pregnant than kids who are taught about safe sex. I personally have a son. I'd rather teach him. He's too young to be taught. He's 2.
Yeah.
But I would rather him know about safe sex and not get someone pregnant and not get an STD than not know about it and get someone pregnant. Because she says her son is respectful, but smart money says she's also the type of parent who would say, oh, your daughter got pregnant. Well, that's your problem.
But is it also, is it the other mom's responsibility to say, hey, I mean, because it's her son involved too, and she's has a right to say, I don't want my son doing that kind of stuff, you know?
But the problem is when they do it, and it's not an if, it's a when.
Yeah.
Her will not live with the consequences. The other woman's daughter will.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's presumptuous to say it's a when, not an if. I mean, there are people that don't have sex.
What? No. I mean, I think she's right. I mean,
there's a lot of kids in high school who aren't having sex.
Oh, okay. But if it is a when, like, you're going to
eventually, maybe, unless you're that guy from the 40-year-old virgin.
I mean.
Kelly Clarkson. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Whitney from Arlington. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Whitney. What'd you want to say?
Okay, I want to say that the caller is wrong. She doesn't have a leg to stand on because she's mad that the other mother bought condoms for her own daughter. She should have absolutely no say whatsoever in what another mother does for contraceptive, safe sex for her own child. She didn't buy condoms for the lady's son.
Right.
The caller's son.
So you're saying if she gave them to her son, then she would have had an issue with it, but you can't. I see what you're saying.
She would have an argument if the other mother bought condoms for her son, but because she bought condoms for her own daughter, that's between that mother and her daughter.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a leg to stand on, you know, as far as what that girl is going to do for safe sex, even though her son's dating her. I mean,
no, I get it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Hey, Wanda from Argyle. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Wanda, what do you want to say?
I agree with Deborah. She gave her daughter the condoms, and it has nothing to do with her son, and it doesn't even presume that they're going to have sex, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
I mean, it kind of does have something to do with her son.
Well, it kind of does, but
And it kind of does presume that they're going to have sex, doesn't it?
Well, I think she's just thinking eventually, like, when they're ready, it's better to have protection instead of
better
not.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Right.
And a teenager's mind is impulsive and wacky at best.
Well, that's because of the drugs.
Real.
But
if they're prepared, then you don't have the issues.
All right. That's a good point. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. I just think, I mean, if you give your kids that kind of stuff, you're presuming they're going to have sex. Like, you can't say.
Well, yeah. I mean, because they probably are eventually.
Right. Rebecca from Stark, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. Rebecca, what do you want to say?
I definitely think that Eleanor is wrong. There's no way that she has any say-so in what the other mom is teaching her daughter. I have 2 teenage daughters myself, and definitely have a very open line of communication with them about safe sex and about when to be ready for sex. And, you know, whether or not they're ready when they're married or now, it doesn't matter. I'm going to make sure that they're prepared to know that, you know, babies before they have a career in college is not a good thing. And STDs are horrible. And
whoa. College is way overrated. Babies are way more fun. I'd just like to point that out. And they're way cheaper these days, too.
That is probably true. I don't have one, but I mean, I do have a lot of loans.
Megan, if I gave you a baby and erased all your student loans, you'd be the happiest person in the world.
Probably.
Mandy from Callahan, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great, Mandy. What'd you want to say?
I just want to say, you know, as a mother, we always want to protect our kids. But, you know, the truth is, you know, kids are going to have sex in high school. And there are STDs and teenage pregnancies in school. So the first thing I did as a mom, I have two teenage kids. One's 18, a girl, she's 18, and I have a son that's 17. I did put my daughter on birth control, and I did provide my son with condoms. I do not want a teenage pregnancy or my son or my daughter to have an STD. So I do agree with providing, you know, condoms and birth control for my teenage kids. So I do agree with the girl on providing the condom. I'm with the girl.
I mean, I don't know, maybe it was a different era, but I went to high school with a lot of kids, thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them that I knew of had STDs, and very few that I even remember got pregnant.
You don't sit there and know every STD somebody has. It's a private thing. Like, you're not going to know if somebody has
one. But, one of my friends would have been like, oh, my God, you'll never guess what happened to me.
Right. Well, I mean,
It's different now today than it was when I went to school 20 years ago, too, though. You have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's a lot different.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
I mean, I think that there's probably at least one kid in high school who's not going to have sex.
Probably. I mean, I didn't when I was in high school. I didn't until I was 18.
See, so why would you presume that all these other kids would?
I'm not saying, I'm just saying everybody's different, but it's smart to, make your kid educated and give them the things they need if they do decide to do it. I mean, I just think that it's good to, let them know all the facts.
Did your parents give you stuff?
They talked to me about it, but they didn't give me anything.
Right. And see, so you're basically, so they didn't give you anything, and then you waited till you were in college.
Well, yeah, but that was because it was my own choice. It wasn't because they didn't give me anything. So I was like, oh, can't do it. I would have probably done it if somebody was down.
I think it's I was just so unpopular.
No, I just I don't know. I didn't want to. I wanted to wait for the right person, but not all people want to do that. You know what I mean? Judgment.
I sure hope you meet him one day.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.